And that's page 301. Let's sing. Fits with our study tonight.
Let's sing it.
Play loud, brother Tim.
Let's sing it. Ready?
I don't know who holds tomorrow.
I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from the sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry o'er the future, for I know what Jesus said. Second verse with me, Leo. Every step is getting brighter as the golden stairs I climb. Every burden's getting lighter. Every cloud is silver lined. There the sun is always shining. There no tear will dim the eye. At the ending of the rainbow, where the mountains touch the sky. Let's sing the third verse. Ready? I don't know about tomorrow.
Let's also sing page 310.
310. Jesus is all I need. This happened to be my mom's favorite song. Let's sing this together. Let's sing it all together.
When I am burdened and weary and sad, Jesus is all I need. Never he fails to uplift and make glad. Jesus is all I need. All that I need, he will
sing the second verse for us, ladies.
When I am tempted, fear I may fall. Jesus is all I need. He never fails to respond to my call. Jesus is all I need.
Let's have the gentlemen sing the third, all the men.
When I am swept by the tempest of life, Jesus is all I need. Peace. imparts whatsoever the strife. Jesus is all I need,
and all together on the chorus. Together. When through the valley he calls me to go, Jesus is all I need. He will be with me to cheer me, I know. Jesus is all. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we love you. We love you, Lord. We praise you. 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 Jesus, we worship you. We worship you. Hallelujah. 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 Glory.
You know, there are certain things people say that you hear, goes one in ear and out the other, right? Maybe it's what you do when your supervisor talks to you on your job. Hope not here at Pilgrim Camp. But then there are things that you hear that stick with you. You just kind of, I don't know, get roots and you just can't get rid of them.
Well, one of the things regarding this song that stuck with me for quite a few years was we sang this one time in church, and my mom was commenting on it, and she said, you know, when I die, I would like this song to be sung at my funeral. And this was back in the 1990s. It was years and years ago. And, you know, there was actually several people in our church who never forgot that. And 10 years ago this year, when she went to be with the Lord, this was sort of the main song that we sang at her funeral. And that's not the important thing per se, but it was what this song says. And she felt this way very much, that Jesus was all that she needed. Whether it was in this life, whether it was going through death and on into all of eternity, it was just simply Jesus. Jesus is all I need. You know, David wrote about that when you think about it, Psalm 23. We quote that so often. I know, I believe some of the folks are going to be going to a funeral later on in the week. Can't tell you how many times at a funeral I've read Psalm 23 or quoted Psalm 23 about the Lord being my shepherd. Even when I go through the valley of the shadow of death, you are with me, your rod, your staff, you comfort me, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Well, when you get into the New Testament, we're told very clearly who that shepherd is. It's the one who said, I am the good shepherd. Who made that statement? Jesus, our Lord Jesus. And although David didn't quite have all that, you know, the psalmist didn't have that all figured out, didn't have all the info, what he didn't realize perhaps as he wrote that psalm was as he was thinking about God, he was really, in a sense, writing about that second person of the Trinity, the good shepherd who
says, I give my life for the sheep. And David recognized that whether in life, whether in death, whether through all eternity, the shepherd would be there. The shepherd was all he needed. The Lord is my shepherd. I don't need anything. I have everything that I want. Jesus is all I need. And I trust that that will be the cry of our hearts. I trust that it is. It ought to be if it's not. I need Jesus. I need Jesus. He is all that I need. And what do the scriptures say? Those who seek me earnestly will find me. Jesus went so far as to say, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You know what that means, don't you? It doesn't mean, now when you're perfect, then you'll see God. When you're all, as they say in German, kind of fixed and fertig, you know, when you're done, when it's all said and done, then you're going to see God. No. What Jesus was actually saying there was that if you are pure in heart, pure in purpose, if your sole desire is to see God, you will see him. There are many people who say, I go to church, I do this, I do that. I don't get nothing. I don't see anything. I don't know. We had a dear girl, been in our church many, many years. And she came home, gave a testimony that I was glad and sad at the same time. I was glad because she said she came to Pilgrim Camp and she felt the presence of God for the very first time. I was so glad for that. But I was also sad because I thought to myself, well, what about all them other years? What about all those other times when God's Spirit was ministering to people and working in people's hearts? And so I was glad and sad kind of at the same time. But I trust that if you've never really felt the presence of God, that you'll just seek after him with your whole heart, desire him. And it doesn't just mean that you have to be here praying for hours. It's a good thing to spend some time on our knees seeking God, focusing only on him. But you know, you can do it when you're working around the camp, around the grounds. You can do it when you're canoeing. You can do it when you're swimming. You can do it when you're washing dishes. In fact, there was a fellow that I really liked a lot. His name was Brother Lawrence. I didn't know him. I feel a little bit like I knew him. But he lived in the Middle Ages. And he wrote something very interesting. It was a book called Practicing the Presence of God. I think you can get that down the boathouse, if I'm not mistaken. But you know what I like about that? You know what he wrote? He says, you know, I have come to the place, and of course this took time for him. He says, I've come to the place where I feel God's presence just as strongly if I am in the great cathedral on my face prostrate before the holy altar or when I'm scrubbing the floor. I feel the presence of God the same way. I'm in the kitchen doing dishes. Same, same. I'm still in his presence. I'm in his presence all the time. And you know how he got that? He got that because he had a pure desire to know God. He wanted God's presence to be there. Jesus said, if your sole aim, if your pure purpose is to see God, to know God, you will see him. He will come to you. Not only will he come to you, but Jesus said, we will also make our abode with you. We will live with you. We will dwell with you. And not just with you, but within you. And so I trust tonight, let's just desire Jesus, all that I need. Again, there's a lot we don't know. We're going to talk about so many things tonight. These next two services, we're going to go through so much information, so much from God's Word. But there's still going to be hundreds of things, thousands of things, as we heard last night, that we don't know the answers to, or we'll still be learning, still be learning, still be learning. But if over that all is I must have Jesus, then this will be time well spent. If it's just trying to get a bunch of head knowledge, it's okay, but it won't really hit the mark. But if you desire Jesus, he will reveal himself to you, and then you will know that he is real. And so before we go into our study tonight, because I'd like to cover a lot of ground with you, if that's okay with you, if you get bored, just kind of let your eyelids flutter and we'll pull it to a close. But could we sing just one more time as a prayer? If this is your heart's cry, sing it as a prayer. And if not, ask God to give you that cry. Ask Him to give you that desire, that Jesus will be all that you need. Let's sing it. If you lost it, if you don't know the words, I know this may be not familiar to some of you, it's 3:10. Let's just sing the chorus, and let's just believe that God will do this for us, all right?
All that I need, He will always be. All that I need, till His face I see. All that I need, through eternity, Jesus is all.
Do it tonight, Lord. Do it for us, Lord Jesus. Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I worship you, I praise you. I worship you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Is in Jesus, He satisfies, joy He supplies. Life would be worthless without Him. All things in Jesus I find.